the Fakeologist audio chat, you can see a list of all the different podcasts that we did on the weekend. So we did three of them, 13, 14, 13, 13, 13, 12. So I thought, well, that's a lot of audio. So you guys should dip into that. Now, for all you guys that don't realize, there's two different feeds. There's the Fakeologist show and there's Fakeologist audio chat. They're two completely different feeds because this show, FAK, which is what we're doing right now, is me in the studio talking in a good mic and usually having one guest and going for about an hour and just doing an interview about media fakery, fakeology, and sometimes we stray away from that and talk about other things around the coronavirus hoax and whatnot. But please go. Now, I know Apple is the biggest source of podcasting, only because they're the biggest selling phone. So make sure you go to Apple Podcasts. I just straightened that out over the weekend. We got the feedback. I messed up with the source and it caused a problem for about a month and I kind of neglected it, but it is working now. So make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, which is your default podcast on your Apple phone. Everyone has it. And go do a review of the show. Give us however many apples you think we're worth. And if you could, try and write a review. I think written reviews help a lot. So please go do that. It won't take you very long. You could also go to Spotify. If you're a Spotify person, I have Spotify personally for music. I don't use it for podcasts. But this podcast is there, and I know people do go there. So you can leave a review, I believe, on Spotify as well. And that may or may not make any difference to the world. I don't know, but give it a whirl. It's worth it. And give it a try. Otherwise, I really recommend going to Podcast Apps 2.0 and getting Podcast Addict for Android and Overcast for Apple. They are independent of Google and Apple, and they don't censor. And podcasts are next on the list on the hit parade for censoring, because they are starting to catch on. I've been doing a podcast since 2012, when a lot of people didn't know what a podcast was. But right now, everyone and their dog has a podcast. And you should just be aware that they will be trying to go after podcasts to censor them as well, because anything that speaks against the regime, the worldwide regime, I like to call it, will be described as disinfo and misinfo and whatever info they don't like, basically. All right, tonight is a different podcast. I reached out, or she reached out to me, or we've known each other for a while. And I'll just say hello right away, make sure she's still there. And that is the Mother Trucker. Hi, Mother Trucker.
Hello. Am I clear? Am I loud and clear?
You're real good. I have a board so I can boost your audio a little bit, and you sound just the same level as me. And Mother Trucker is a fellow trucker. She's an over-the-road trucker. And myself, I am a city trucker because I don't like driving all the way all over the place. That's just not my thing. And I make a living in the city doing short haul, and you go over the road. And the other thing that we have in common with is we are both Epic Cache fans. We both you probably still are. I was somewhat active in the Epic scene. But then, of course, something happened with Uncle Vigilante, who's our main Epic man and the sponsor of FakoTube. And that went kind of radio silent for a while. So we could talk about that, too, if you want, because I honestly don't have a clue what's going on at the moment. And
as does anybody, really.
Wow.
It's not a dead thing. I mean, Epic is alive and well, and the technology is moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually started up a second part of the ecosystem with ECK. It's just now getting started. So it's a mineable coin also. But I can't because I don't know a whole lot. So, but Epic Cash is live and well. And is strong. I'm actually a moderator on the Telegram channels. So I answer a lot of questions. As well as I can. And if I can't answer the question, I find somebody who does, you know, who's able to. If I have to find Black Tiger or Yoga Dude or Islo or, you know, the person who I feel is the best person to answer any specific question. I know who is who, I guess, in the Epic community. We're all volunteers too, you know. We all volunteer our time. So, but thanks for having me, Ab. This is great. I listened to quite a few of your shows just as like an audio book for me as I'm going down the road. I said, I'm going to go listen to Ab.
That's nice. And I'm pretty sure truckers are probably some of the top podcast listeners of all time.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I like my job. Is because I don't have anyone bothering me either. And right. I have lots of time to listen to audio. And I have my favorite audios as well. Just let me quickly bring up fakeologist.com/SC, which is short for short code, SC. And on this list, we have all the little keywords to go to different places on the Fakeologist site. And my short code URL is fake11.com. I wanted to create a URL that was really short, and fake11.com was the shortest one I could find. Of course, I could have used fakeologist.com, but I use fake11.com just as a backup domain. But anyway, if you add different words after fake11.com, you will get to different places, and they're easy to remember. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is we have two for Epic. So fake11.com/Epic. So if you click on that or type that in, that will bring you to the Telegram channel. And that is the television. That's the Telegram channel called Epic Private Money. And Mother Trucker, you're on there, I think, right?
Yes, I may have actually created the channel for you. I do a lot of that too. If there's you know, different sections that we want to have just solely for a certain purpose, we'll start a new channel so it doesn't disrupt, you know, say the help channel or the miners channel or the artist channel. We have a lot of different channels, and your channel is one of them. And what we did was we have sponsored you, right?
Yes.
And we had your guests come to that channel to receive a free Epic. And that's still there. And anyone who wants to come and find out how to download an Epic Pay wallet, I'll be the one probably. Either I or Alan or Shelley or somebody can teach you how to get the wallet going and then send you an Epic to put in your wallet, and then also show you how you can go and buy more Epic if you're interested. I think it's trading at 60 cents or something like that.
It's on
today.
Offer. It's on special. And actually, yeah. There's two more Epic fast codes. There's Fake 11 Epic 2 and Fake 11 Epic 3. I just realized I didn't put them in. So as I'm discussing that, I'm editing that on the fly so I don't have to do it later. So those are more short codes that I created, and they lead to other pages based on that talk about Epic. So there's this Telegram channel, Epic Private Money. That's the main link. That was the first link I made. And the other link was goes to Epic Info, which shows you more about how to buy Epic, get the wallet. And I created that one a few months ago. And the other one is the Epic giveaway we did on April 18th. And that's what Mother Trucker is referring to. And that lets you puts a link to another Telegram channel called the Epic Ab 500 Coin Giveaway.
Right.
Which is still active, but no one's really clicking on it as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, tonight, whoever's listening, go there. I'll meet you over there. Well, not right now. I'm driving.
Yeah.
But I'll see your message. You leave me a Telegram message, and you know, it's a.
And you will discuss Epic and help them get a couple coins going.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that's still active. That is still active, and it's you can't see it really on your screen. Let me see what people are looking at right now, if it could. Yeah. So that you can see on the screen, that's the Telegram channel. And Mother Trucker is there. And one more, Epic 3. I started some forums on Epic Cash, on the Fakeologist forums. And they've been kind of quiet. They have lots of views, though, which is the whole point. I like old-fashioned forums more than Telegram.
Yeah, send me that link. Too.
I will.
I want to be on there.
And I want you on there. And one other point that I have to bring up is that Mother Trucker gave us a large donation back on 4/18/23. You gave 100 Epic coins back on April 18th. So you are listed under single amount donations, and you have a funny symbol called the Epic Cash symbol beside the 100. So it's an Epic E and 100. So that indicates 100 Epic coins as opposed to any other form of currency.
Yeah.
So you're there. So yeah, back in April is when we really started talking about this. And let me just, before I forget, I will put that link, fake11.com/epic3. And I will tag you so you see that. And that should bring up the Telegram, not the Telegram, the Fakeologist forums, which is the old-fashioned way of finding things.
Nice.
So
forums are nice.
Yeah, I like them. They're threaded. They're topical. And they're much easier to follow. And they don't scroll away on you.
Right.
And if you're logged in, it keeps track of what you read. So you don't have to reread things.
Really?
Yeah, that's the brilliant part. You just read the new stuff. Most people don't want to keep rereading. The new stuff floats to the top.
Right.
So please log in there. You'll have to create a login there as well. Very easy to do. You know how to do all that kind of stuff. And all my different sub websites have different logins. They're not unified, which is kind of good because on a way, if one goes down, the others are still there. So,
right.
So yeah, we have a lot of Epic Cash in common. So why don't you tell us what you know about what has happened to Epic Cash and the whole Uncle Vigilante story? Because he hasn't really come on to explain it to Fakeologists either. So if you want, why don't you explain it? Because he said he's going to come on one of these days. But if you want
to... A little bit, I can.
Whatever you know.
First, before I go there, you talked about me donating. And I've been working on tipping. So peer-to-peer tipping. I'm making a link tree. So that if anyone is interested, if they have their own podcast or YouTube show, they can create a I'm using Google Docs. So they come to me and I help them create a Google Doc, and then they go into this link tree. So it would be one after another, after another, after another. I think Islo has a TikTok show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joey Hayes has a YouTube show, and my grandson-in-law has a food truck, and he has like 8,000 followers on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a way of somebody not really having to change their whole monetary system from using USD. So, you know, that's the big thing. Everybody's wanting to dip a toe in the water, you know. They want to use crypto a little bit or save it, you know, and use it as a means of saving money, you know, like a Bitcoin. You know, a lot of people have crypto, but who uses it. So this is what I'm trying to create, a tipping system for anyone who wants to gather a little crypto for a tip on a YouTube channel or a podcast, or even a food truck. You know, anybody who gets any kind of tips, they can get. You know, I think Uncle V even tipped. He was one of the first people who brought that up. He tipped his dog groomer, Zammy, his dog.
Yeah, I know about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he created a.
But what, do you have a website that you want me to promote? Is that, what is the Linktree? Is that your Linktree? Or I'm confused.
I created it, yeah. Yeah, Linktree, Linktr dot EE / P as in Paul, P2P, P and the number 2, and then P, tipping, TIPPING.
Okay, so how do you spell Linktree? LINK?
LINKTR, okay. And then a dot, and then EE, and then / P2P tipping.
Didn't work. LINKTR.EE/ P2P tipping?
Yes.
I got a 404 on that, my dear. 404 means don't exist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Back to the drawing board on that.
Okay, thank you for telling me. Yeah, you know, whenever you create something, this is the thing, online stuff. You should always double check with another device, I guess, and that's my fault for not doing that, but I thought it was up and running. I paid for the site and all that, so I will go.
Well, there must be a typo somewhere. P2P tipping is not working, so I tried.
The number 2.
Yeah, I did all that.
Yeah. Huh.
No good. Dead. DOA. I don't like Linktree. I tell you why. I don't like any, like, it's kind of funny and ironic that someone or anyone that's interested in decentralized currency goes to a central website. Linktree does censor who they link to. So they're not on the good side. So far, the freest way is to create your own domain. Now they're going to start manipulating domains and the domain registry real soon. So there's going to have to be an alternative to that, decentralized one of these days. Right now, I don't think anyone has anything. I just saw an ad for unstoppable domains, but I don't quite understand how that works, and I don't hear anyone talking about it. So, yeah, I would stay away from Linktree if you could, because it's not a great idea.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And it was just getting started, so I'll have to talk with them, and I will change over to something else. I have GoDaddy. I've used GoDaddy for years and years.
Yeah, they're bad people too, but. Well, yeah. You don't need to. You can go to a small, server service provider, and they can do domain registration as well. I use one out of Florida. I use Namecheap, but I could switch at any time to somebody else as a registrar. So GoDaddy is one of the centralized, probably World Economic Forum loving. Big corporations, so I would stay away from them too. I'm not saying Namecheap's any better, because I registered with Namecheap a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm
registered with them too, but I don't have anything through them. These actual email, I forward my email to Donna at thedonnelly.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Probably shows up on my.
Okay. Anyway, what do you know about the whole, what happened with Epic Cash? Because it was cooking with fire. We had Max, we had Uncle Vigilante, and the whole thing blew up. What's going on? And now the thing is down in the dumps in terms of price?
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I think the price is because everybody was like you are. You know, they were like, what the heck happened? You know, should I still be in there? You know, should I still be holding Epic? It is live and well, and there are people like me. I'm part of the core group that is keeping it going and still working on finding other exchanges to list on and creating projects. I don't do a whole lot. I do what I can. And
what's your take on it? How long you been in crypto? Why do you think it's even necessary?
Decentralization. I guess as if you go into why USD, you know, and find more about the banksters and how they are using us, you know, go look at how much interest you are paying on loans, if you have any loans. And then
I know how much I pay lots. Yeah. But we know the bankers run the world. There's no doubt about it. So how is one crypto going to change that? It's like a who in Whoville. You know, the Horton hears the who. If I see Epic Cash in a sea of whatever that sea was, that's the significance of that compared to the rest of the world of currency.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you remember that Horton hears a who?
If you hear me,
yeah, you're kind of in a crappy area, but yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, that's kind of. I don't know. It was new back in 2009. I got a hold of some friends, online friends.
Don't crap out on us now. Come on. Yeah, you're kind of crapping out a bit.
I'm gonna get to a spot.
Yeah, you're kind of crapping out. Just so everyone knows, we are on two. Well, you're flying down the highway there somewhere in Illinois. And you're on your data connection tonight, which is better than a phone connection. You only have on my end three. You're at a 6 out of 10 when for the connection.
How's it now?
No, it's okay. Good.
Am I back?
Okay, so you got into Bitcoin, you said.
Yeah. It was a group. We were just a project, helping each other learn about how to blog, how to do online stuff, and across Bitcoin and shared with all of us. There was only a couple of dozen people, okay? And I got a couple of Bitcoins back then for 250, and it gained up.
What year was that? You got two Bitcoin. You got two Bitcoins for $250, and now they're worth $120,000. Yeah. Or sorry, $50,000.
No, they're around 26,000-27,000 right now. Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Are.
So you have two of them still?
No, I did. That's what I was gonna say. Oh, it got up to around 2,000. And I grabbed that. Yeah.
Okay, that's too bad. That sucks.
Well, hindsight, you know, you never know what is
hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah. What do you do with it? What, you know, why is it? What is it for? You know, I didn't hold on to it.
And no, that's fine. That was in 2009?
No, it was in whenever I did, it was around 2013.
Okay.
So in 2009 is when Satoshi started Bitcoin and started doing the blockchain cryptographics.
Oh, okay.
And shared with whoever, you know, all the people. I've listened to audiobooks about Bitcoin, so I know a little bit of the story. And I know that some of the people in Epic Cash were working with, you know, with those groups. I don't want to name names. I don't want to dox anybody. So, but there are people in our group who were around then. And, okay. They learned a lot, you know, about the cryptography and how to mine coins. And I don't think Max got into doing crypto until around 2016. That's what he says in his story. But Yoga Dude and some of the other people are people from way back then and, you know, learned how to do stuff. So mining coins is something that's unique. Not every coin out there, not all of the 20,000 different coins that there are, or they're not actually coins, a token. There's a difference between a token and a coin. A token is just like Doge. Doge is a token. Mm-hmm. It's something that somebody put a price to, and all these people went crazy over it because Elon Musk promoted it.
Right. Bitcoin, it's a lot. Yeah, it's all about promotion. And just as an aside, I think the whole, and I said this to Max, who's one of the founders or the founder of Epic, I said, the minute you stop talking about it, because you're the most knowledgeable person, the thing is going to fall off. He was the whole reason, because it sounds like he knows what he's talking about, that the whole thing was doing really, really well, because he was selling it. And you have to, and anyone in sales knows, you got to keep selling, because the minute you stop selling, things will start to die off. And that's exactly what happened with whatever blowout happened with him and Uncle Epic and the others.
Yeah, but Max is still around. And like you said, Max needs to be talking about it, because he is the founder, and he's just so good at, you know, telling us what he has written in the white paper and in all of the Epicenter paperwork that he has. He's all these different, you know, areas. So he is getting on a show this week. I think Ashton Addison is.
No idea.
He's not the SGT guy. That's, there's a couple of guys who have shows, and Max is being interviewed on one of them this week. So he's done his sabbatical, or whatever you call it, his vacation. I think he needed a rest. He needed a reset in his own head, and things are. Very much still alive. That ECK is another that is coming up and coming. And you're talking to the wrong.
Why do we need a new coin? I know, but yeah, this is what I want to explain. Okay. Why do we need another coin? What's wrong with Epic?
Okay, so nothing's wrong with Epic, and for Epic to get more upgraded, like crystal, dilithium crystals are a algorithm. Like right now we have CoinJoin and Cuckatoo. They are algorithms.
Sounds like a bird.
Yeah. So that's the algorithms that we have and we use in our mining capabilities. So if new things are always going to be up and coming. So it's our test. It's our canary now. Okay, I was explained that a canary is the test. Getting no thing.
Yeah, you're okay. You're okay. Well, you were okay.
So it's not another. Yeah. Am I okay now?
Yeah. Keep talking.
Yeah. So
You're going to pull over and pull off, I think, TK, you sit around now, no?
Yeah.
I think you were heading for a truck stop so you can get a good signal.
It wasn't good.
I think you passed it.
I passed it. I'm okay now.
Yeah. Were you gonna pull over at a truck stop?
Yes and no.
Oh, you want to keep? I'll just keep driving. What the heck? Keep driving, lady. Keep driving.
I mean, this 20 miles that I'm in right now is usually.
You're in the choppy zone? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good. You're back in the chop zone. You're still choppy. Yeah,
I'm working on.
You're still choppy. By the way, it seems like I think you're streaming also on your Facebook channel, the Donna Lee, the Mother Trucker, and you got a Mother Trucker YouTube page as well, I think. So you connected your social media to ours, which is why I like Restream. Don't be a dog's body, says the powers that be. Must find her to be some dangerous mother. No, she's just in a bad zone. She said she was driving through a bad zone.
I'm on a Bluetooth headset. Yeah.
No, the Bluetooth is fine. It's just that you're in a bad cell zone. Yeah. What carrier are you on? What carrier, cellular carrier, do you use? What cell service?
Track phone.
What does Walmart use? What network do they use? What network does Walmart
recently,
use?
Recently, I mean, I'm talking within the last month, I think they said they were going to join with Verizon.
But, oh, that might be wise, because they have the best network, I think, down there, yeah. Don't they, Verizon? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's so tower. Towers are everywhere, and when you get far enough in between two different towers, then they start pulling at what you're using, which one you're using.
I understand.
Did I get
understand.
Better?
I've been not really. I've been in a Verizon. Sorry, I've been into cell phones for a long time, so I understand how it works. Do they even have 5G where you are? Are you in the 5G area wherever you are? You don't know. I know you said you're driving through Illinois, and this is the 5G and 4G map. So you came out of I think St. Louis, and you came down here, and you're going into. Down here, it doesn't look like great coverage. I think you're in the 4G zone.
Yeah.
You're in the 4G zone anyway, looking at this map. So even if you had 5G, it wouldn't make a difference. Wow, Tennessee's got some serious 5G going on here. At least in and around, this must be Nashville. So lots of 5G in Tennessee there. And lots in Florida.
So right now, am I better?
Yeah, you're good now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, our government owns different national forests all over the country. And
what government? The federal government?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how they scooped up different points, but they have areas where they claim to have national forest or national conservation areas. So right now I'm going I'm going on a highway that goes through Shawnee National Forest.
Okay.
So Southern Illinois has Shawnee National Forest.
Okay. That's fine.
So that's a park industry. I don't know what you want to call it. Like the park rangers and all of that, you know, keep track of it. There's towns around it too, but this one particular area that I just went through is Shawnee National Park.
Shawnee okay, National. Nice.
Yeah, I do that a lot. You know, there would be a lot of different national forests, national parks, you know, that you go through.
Yeah, you like driving, eh? But anyway, let's get back to Epic for a little bit, and then we'll talk about Fakeology, because this is the Fakeologist channel. And yeah. Maybe you're interested in that, maybe you're not. So what, do you have any idea what happened with the whole Uncle Vigilante Epic thing, or should we wait?
I do and I don't. You know, I'm you're kind of putting me at a bad point to talk about Uncle Vigilante. He and Max and a couple of other guys went to Texas and met with Mike Adams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. So when that event happened, everybody was happy. And then after that event, it was like, what the heck is going on here? So, Uncle Vigilante and Mike Adams now do a decentralized TV and right. Private money telegram group. And Mike Adams was in and out and in and out. And I'm not sure at what point he is right now with allowing Epic to be used on his product store.
Oh, right. Store. Okay. Okay.
Brighteon.
Brighteon.com. Yeah.
Yeah, so he sells food and, you know, prepper stuff and that sort of thing. And he accepts a few different cryptos. And Epic was in line to be used on his channel.
Okay.
So, you know, exactly what happened, you know, I'm an outsider like you. Looking in, what the heck happened? Why did everybody get all upset with each other? So,
all right. Well, then you can't really comment if you don't know. That's cool.
Right.
But anyway, I still think that Max was the best spokesperson for it.
Absolutely.
Uncle Vigilante is the best cheerleader, but the guy that knows the most was Max. And without him talking about it, I don't think it's going to go anywhere because it's just another coin to most people. And,
I will relay that to him, and you can too.
I've talked to him. I said it to him on the show before.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, because there's no centralized promotion, and everything needs promotion, it just sort of has to survive on its own, and it doesn't do very well in a sea of thousands of other currencies. So,
yeah, definitely needs to keep on going, and we need a platform with somebody who is there for him to, you know, be on a show. It has to be broadcast some way.
Yep.
You know, he can talk to people all day long where he lives, but it isn't going to go out there until it's online and on somebody's show or on several somebody's shows. So I agree.
Okay, so we're on the same page on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree. Max was the jaw dropper. You know, whenever you listen to him, you learn about crypto. You learn a lot. And I think that's why I'm so sold on Epic Cash, because I was explained to about what crypto is from Max, you know. And
so Max really sold you on it. He's the one that.
Well, that by explaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really sold me on it, but explained it to me in a way of understanding what it is and how it can be used and we all, you know, just springboard off of that. And like I said, I can get my grandson with his 8,000 Facebook followers and trying to get a tipping system going, because, you know, that's what I was trying to say, was it's something to have crypto, but to actually go solo on crypto is going to take a lot of work. And you know what? By listening to Alex Stack Alexa, Stack Alexa, she has a video show also on YouTube.
I never heard of her.
She's the, do you know the Epic Pay wallet, right?
Yep. Alex Stack Alexa?
Stack Alexa. Alexa is her name. I said Alex, but it's Alexa. Alexa is her name, and Stack is the name of the wallet that Diego.
Yeah. What does she know?
She's the manager over the group of Stack Wallet. So Epic Wallet. Stack is the wallet that Diego kind of branched off and made the Epic Pay wallet from, only he made it different. He made it better just for Epic. And now, Stack and Epic wallets both have swapping features. That's something new. If you haven't upgraded your wallet recently, you should.
My apps upgrade on their own automatically on my phone. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this does.
It should.
Your version should be 0.10.21, build number 35.
Let me look. And you press the top right, 0.10.21, build 35. That's what I got. All my apps on the good old Google Android phone, they update automatically. So it does work.
All right.
So
at the bottom of the screen on your Epic Pay wallet now, you'll see their swap
feature. Yes, I see that.
Now, if you have coin and you want to swap it for Epic, there's like 20 different, I don't know how many. I'm not going to even say, because I don't know the number of how many different coins or whatever cryptos that you can swap it with now. There's also,
yeah, you're right. There's a million of them now in alphabetical order. There's hundreds on here. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Wow. So what is that connected to that gave that functionality?
I think maybe he, integrated with Change Now, because we integrated with Change Now. So Change Now might be the reason how he did that. I'm not sure. I should ask him that question. That's a good question.
Yeah, you're right. There's thousands. So you can get. So what you're saying is you don't need Veet anymore. You can just stick to the Epic Pay wallet. That's the latest thing with the Epic Pay wallet. You don't need to use Veet anymore. Is that correct? Okay.
If you want to use money, USD money from your bank, I think need to go to an exchange to get crypto, and then you get a wallet.
Yeah, you're breaking up again, and now you're gone. All right, she's gone. She's in a bad area, but there we go. It connects again. Are you back?
Yes.
Okay.
I seen it fade out and then fade back in. I don't know why it did that.
You were in a bad area. Okay, so the bottom line is now Epic Pay can be used directly without needing Veet. You don't need Veet at all. Veet is now cut out of the equation. Is that correct?
You can still use Veet and this too. So it's more ways to get.
Will you Epic get better? Will you get better trades using Veet?
Yes. better trades? No, it's all going to be the same price. If it's 60 cents, it's 60 cents.
But is there a better market for buying and selling through Veet? Because it used to be the main way. So is it a better market to get a better, more offers, or does it make a difference?
I think it's a better place to trade. If you have, say you've been in Ethereum, or you've been in Solana, or you've been in some other coin, and it's just not what you want, you know, in a crypto, and now you want Epic Cash, so you can put your other coin on this, you know, take the address from it and put it on our Epic Pay wallet and swap it for Epic, or vice versa. You know, if you have Epic and you want to get, you know,
get into Bitcoin, get back into Bitcoin. I see that in the chat, Tom Budas says, hi, Mother Trucker. Do you know him?
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Tom Budas.
Yeah,
he says hi.
He's one of our helpers in the mining area, I believe.
He's in the YouTube. Yeah. Can you get your trucking company to pay you an Epic Cash or even Bitcoin?
I have mentioned it to him, but he's not the admin person. He does that, and it would be to her. It's a process. Oh, what I was going to say about Stack Alexa. Okay. She did an interview with a guy named Joel Venezuela. He is known for being solely on crypto, period. He lives in New Hampshire, and he uses only crypto. He lives on only crypto.
So how does he buy his groceries?
Right. He has a card that he can trade crypto for gift cards and stuff, and different companies. There was so much information. I know I was driving the other night when I was listening to the interview, but he goes through, and I have that interview posted in like 6 different places on our Epic Cash Telegram, Alexa with Joel Venezuela. If I'm saying that right, if I'm destroying his name, I'm sorry.
Well, everything you're talking about, you can send me the links and I put them in the show notes, because this is FAK number 764. So anything you're talking about tonight, just send me it as a show note.
Okay.
And I'll throw it in there.
Yeah.
And if you send me your email address on Telegram, then I will add you to my blog and create a login there for you. And then you can leave a comment with any show notes as well, or I'll put them directly into the show note if you want.
Yeah. Yes. So I mentioned to you the other day, I forget what day it was, day before yesterday, or maybe it was Friday.
Yeah.
That I want to get just a show, because everybody says to me, Mother Trucker, why don't you video your travels and show us around the country?
Yeah.
And I've been told that, I don't know how many times, a couple of dozen anyway. So that is something that I am going to do. I already have a YouTube channel, but I've just been putting Epic Cash stuff on there. I haven't really put anything from me.
What's the name of your YouTube channel so I can look it up?
I think it's The Mother Trucker. Oh, The Mother Trucker 490. 490 is the Striker 490. It's a CB radio. And my husband has Crazy Foot 490. So I said, I'll just put The Mother Trucker 490. Because that's a CB radio that we really like. It's not in my truck right now. He has it in our four-wheeler. Because he talks on it a lot more than I do.
There is a Mother Trucker. There is a Mother Trucker, but I don't think it's you on YouTube.
Know what the first thing I learned in trucking was?
Is that you?
It
wasn't
That's the Mother Trucker right there.
Yeah, that was the that was the reason I put 490 on the end of mine. I've seen another mother trucker where it's not the mother trucker. And it's a...
There's all kinds of... There's mother trucker 59. I'm trying to find 490 here, but okay.
59 might be me.
Okay.
That's the year I was born. Just give away there right
mother
there.
Trucker 59, a.k.a. Maggie? That's not you.
No, no.
She has 8 children. Wow.
Oh, no. No, I only have 4.
Wow, good for you.
And that's why I call myself the mother trucker, because I have 4 children, 5 grandchildren, and 5.
Hold on, you broke up right after 5 grandchildren. You got great grandchildren, did you say?
11. Yes.
11. Hold on a sec. You have great grandchildren? Wow. It's too bad you're breaking up. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm being at the top of the middle here in a second. There, is that better?
Yeah.
How is it now? Wow. Is my voice better? Am I coming through?
Yeah. So you have great grandchildren. Wow.
Yeah. My grand is 25. Yeah, I lose trial. 5 grandchildren who are all married and children. So I have 11 great grandchildren.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that picture is me recently, and that is my truck, the one that's showing while I'm talking.
Right. Let me just put it up on the screen so people can see. Yeah, you look pretty good for 59.
No, I said that's the year I was born.
I know. I'm just joking.
Well, yeah,
you look
I'll
really
go back
good.
To 59. Great. Thank you. I try
Salty
to keep
Siren
up.
Says my best friend, my Salty Siren says my BFF was a grandma by 36. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Well,
you girls start young in the Midwest.
Yeah. So if you come here when you're 16. And then your children come a mother when there's 32. So you can become a grandmother at 32.
Yeah. Would you recommend that?
Well, I have a lot of fun with my grandchildren.
What do you think? What's your take on feminism and that whole movement? Because I guess you were from that age when it first started. You would have been a little young, but it would have been going strong in the 60s.
About feminism, but the I mean, chivalry is nice, you know. It's nice when you're treated with respect, but I think every individual should respect each other, whether you're a man or a woman. So like, if I'm going into a truck stop, if I get to a door and I know somebody's behind me, I'll stay and hold the door for them, or, you know, hand it off to them. I won't let the door slam, you know, I'll hold the door. That's something I have always done. As far as feminism, before I was a truck driver, I was a restaurant manager. So I managed restaurants for 23 years. And I don't know that... I always thought that women had to work harder, but to be proven, you know, to be as good as a man and doing a job. But I just feel that do your best all the time. That's what I do. I do my best. So
let's talk about Fakeology, because you said you're listening to the Fakeologist show, and I talk about media fakery. What's your take on 9/11? Let's go right to what started this show back in the beginning. What's your take on that? What do you think happened?
I totally agree with what you are saying on your show with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually standing at a registered taking orders at Sonic Drive-In I was managing. So when that happened, it was, you know, just boom, everybody started hearing about it right then and there. And it was silly stuff about, you know, Bush being in a kindergarten room and telling people, acting like it didn't really matter. I mean, his whole attitude was wrong. But yeah, there's stories upon stories about the 9/11. I don't think too much differently than what you have been talking about. I think it was all staged. It was our government who put fear into us, put to create chaos. And the beginning of what is now going on. I'm not really a big politics person, but there was another subject that you brought up this in one of your shows recently too, about the people who've been harmed with getting a vaccination.
Yeah, that's what I've been focusing on the last 3 years, because I think it's a real thing.
And
there are other people that think it's also fake, and it's just to create a divide between those that think it's a good thing and those that don't think it's a good thing. And I'm not one of those people. I think it's a real thing, and there really are excess deaths around the world, in particular the United States, in particular the United Kingdom. So I really think certain nations are getting the screws turned in onto them to help accelerate a replacement of dissenters and replace them with people that are just happy to have a job. And that, I think, is really happening. So what's your take on that? Do you think the vaccine is hurting people?
Yes, and I am very close to someone who was injured.
Okay, what happened?
My daughter.
It was your daughter?
Yes.
How do you know it was the vaccine?
She had to take the vaccine for her job. She's in the medical industry. Then she took the booster, so she took it twice. And about 6-8 months later, this past summer, not this summer, but last summer, she was hospitalized. She went to the emergency room 3 times because her chest was hurting and she couldn't breathe. And first they turned her away, and I don't know, that they weren't able to find out what it was. So then the 3rd time she went, they put her in the hospital and ran tests, and she had blood clots in her lungs. So The doctors in there told her that it was due to COVID vaccine. The doctors in there told her that. And then after she was in there also, she had really bad headaches. So they did CAT scans and stuff on her head and found that she had a bleed on her brain. So my other daughter is a nurse. She's an RN. And she said, well, that's not good. You're taking blood thinners for your blood clots in your lungs. And that's the worst thing you can do for having a bleed on your brain. So It was really very critical. She was in the hospital for 7 days and is now having memory loss problems. So
is she convinced it's the vaccine? You are convinced. Is she convinced?
Yes. And she won't ever take another one because she was told by the doctors, you know, so she's in the medical industry too. As a medical assistant.
So before she got her first vaccine, was she aware of the dangers of vaccination?
I was, and I told her, but, you know, whenever someone has to pay their bills and they're at a job that is being required to do it, that's why she did it.
Right.
My other daughter, on the other hand, she's an RN. She refused to take it. So she went through a few different jobs because
why of it. Why did she refuse to take it?
Because she seeked the information about it and the spike proteins and different things that she knew wasn't good. So the one daughter who was injured by it, or, you know, got sick by it, I guess was a little more naive.
Right. Well, she had less of an opinion in general about it, and just maybe didn't see the danger, especially since the coercion was so hot and heavy.
Right. And it was trusted. You know, it was trusted. Everybody was doing it. You know, that's
right.
What
everyone was doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Monkey.
Everyone appeared to be doing it. Let's be honest. One of the main things that the powers that shouldn't be are good at is manufacturing consensus. They make it seem like everyone is on board. Why resist when that could only be 30% of the people are really on board, and the others are just an illusion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a big thing whenever I was listening.
Do you think your daughter is injured for life?
I don't know.
I guess you hope not.
I hope not, right.
Yeah.
And then the shedding thing too, you know, so it's...
I don't believe in the shedding thing. I think that's BS.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's just to make you... crazy cuckoo paranoid that, oh, well, if the shedding was a real thing and really 80 or 90% up here, maybe 60 or 70% down there are shot up with this crap, then that means everyone is in danger. I don't believe that. I think the only way to get sick is to poison yourself or malnutrition or injury. There are really only a few ways. And it looks like Tom Budas, he agrees. I'll put up a couple of his comments. He says, research the terrain versus germ theory. Yes, Tom, on the Fakeologist show, we've definitely posted that and talked about that. And you also said they have never proven vaccine efficacy ever. I agree with that. I agree with that. And you also say they have never proved contagion. I agree with that as well. And as a matter of fact, if you go to fake11.com/CharlieMike, you will find a link to the book The Contagion Myth by Tom Cowan, and that's just about the only book you should pass along to people that have no idea what they're talking about, because humans are not contagious. The only time it seems like we're all getting sick at the same time is if we're all exposed to the same toxin or poison in and around the same time, and then it looks like, oh, we're passing it along to each other, when in fact we're all just getting poisoned at the same time. There's a big difference. We're not passing anything between each other except bad energy. So
right.
It's really difficult to prove it either way, but they have done experiments where sick people cough, spit, and exchange other fluids towards a healthy person, and the healthy person doesn't get sick. And of course, If you want to do a mind, just think about doctors who work in a regular doctor's office. Typically, they only see sick people. Healthy people don't usually go to the doctor and say, hi, how you been? So if sick people go to a doctor and he sees 20 or 100 sick patients a day, and why wouldn't he be? He would be sick all the time, wouldn't he? If contagion was real.
Right, right.
So that's another way of thinking, well, maybe contagion is not real. It's a myth. And otherwise, there'd be no healthy doctors ever.
Good point.
And Salty Siren says, yeah, manufacturing consensus. Yeah, I played that clip. I got that clip off of, I think it was a Tim Truth audio that I grabbed that from. And I put it on my video platform called FakoTube. I put a lot of clips on there. And I thought it was pretty good. And let me see if I can find it. And I'll just scroll through.
I think he's one that I listened to the other day.
Yeah, he was really, got really janky about the whole concept of simulated victims. Here's 28 seconds from one of his videos where we talk about, one of his caller-inners was talking about how the regime, the controllers use the media to manufacture consensus.
Leverage that. They should be like, oh, what did this person find? Let's turn this into a news report. They never did.
Okay. The final thing is, you keep talking about magic, and mm-hmm. there's a saying that I know about the media, and it has to do with exactly what you were just saying. The media doesn't need to convince you of anything. They just need to create the illusion that other people are convinced.
Yeah. Boom.
There you go.
Right.
That's the magic.
Yeah.
That is the magic. So that's Tim Truth and one of his guest callers.
Right.
As
but
Tom...
My kids sometimes listen to me and other times they don't, you know, as kids will do. So I'm someone who is always looking to build my immune system. You know, vitamins and supplements and things like that. So I always listen on, as I'm going down the road, you know, I'm on YouTube University listening to different people and their products. So I try to eat as healthy as I can and take healthy products for my own immunity.
I think the main way to stay healthy is to avoid poisons. And unfortunately, there are more and more poisons in our food. And it's usually not to, I don't think they're trying to kill us necessarily, but they're also not trying to keep us healthy. And when they're just trying to create endless increased profits or just try and stay profitable in a hostile financial system where it's really hard to keep your profits and profit margins steady, they constantly replace ingredients in the food industry anyway with cheaper and cheaper ones that usually are only able to be made cheap with a chemical process. And that the chemical process that is used in creating food or shelf food, let's put it that way, or even trying to keep fresh food preserve, those are the chemicals that kill us or bioaccumulate in us. And I'm not really convinced. I'm going to have to probably look into vitamins because I think it's sort of the other wing of the same bird made from petrochemicals. And I think at the most, vitamins do nothing. And at the worst, they hurt you, similar to vaccines. So I'm not really convinced at all that fake or artificial vitamins do anything. I think, like I just said, there's only a few ways to help your body stay healthy. And one of them, I don't really think vitamins do anything, actually. Right. I think they're another fraud business. And there's one guy on my Discord who was telling me to post a video on that. And at the time I wasn't interested, but now I'm sort of getting more interested in the idea. And I said, I always post things when I'm paying attention to them. So I think eventually I'm going to look into this and figure it out. And they might even be toxic, some vitamins. So
yeah.
I think a guy named Vil was sending me a link to that. Somebody was. People are always trying to get me to look at certain things. And I always do in due course. So I will look into that and figure it out. So. Yeah, that's a sad vaccine story, especially with your daughter. Yeah. That really sucks.
Yeah. I hope she does. She was my sickly child anyway. So I think it attacks people who are already on a path for having respiratory issues.
Was she ever, did you vaccinate your children?
When they were young, yes.
Yeah. Did you know anything about vaccination back in the day? Because that would have been in the 70s, I guess. I guess your children are my age or a little younger.
Yeah, Leslie was born in 75. Vicky was born in 76. And Brad and Barry are twins. They were born in 81.
Well, identical twins?
Yeah. Well, doctors said they were identical, but they're opposite. They're identical in a lot of their thought processes, and their voices are a lot alike.
Yeah. But was it one egg that split in half on the first division? That's what an identical twin is.
There,
of course.
There again, I'm a anti-doctor person. So that doctor really, I don't feel good about him. That was back in 1981. So that started my path on being away from Western medicine and not using any.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I haven't used any drugs for a long, long, long time. Brad and Barry are 41 or 40, yeah.
So back then, you really didn't know about vaccines, so you just followed the schedule. But they wouldn't have got a pretty weak.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to go to school. Schools were the ones who mandated. And I know that for a fact, because one year I was late getting the boys into their physicals and getting their shots and stuff. And they were sent home with a letter saying they had to have those or else they couldn't continue in school.
All right. So the same old intimidation.
Yes.
What do you tell your grandchildren to do with their great-grandchildren? Are they... Do they listen to great grandma?
Sometimes, you know, they know that I have holistic ways of taking care of things. And I use essential oils and other plant-based things to remedy a lot of things, and they work. So they know that I'm not just a, snake oil person.
Right. Well, that's good.
There was something recently that I've been shown and started using. Was a doctor, he's an Indian from India, developed a product out of pure cane sugar and wheat and rice and water that's supposed to be purified, the purest water ever, and it's a nanoparticles that contain polycosanol, which is what is taken out of our food in the process. So processing food is what kills the vitamins and nutrients that we need. So Mother Earth is growing good food, but when we have the farmers going out there and doing their thing with the sprays and fertilizers and GMOs and everything that they're putting on our food,
that's
how they become poison.
I agree with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's so just to preserve and increase yields, etc. But it has really detrimental effects on people for sure.
And as a child, you ask, things about what I remember back in the day. But I remember whenever the yields were a big thing, because in Illinois, there's a lot of farmers. My grandfather was a farmer.
Okay.
And the yields is what they started promoting to the farmers.
Yeah.
Use this and it will help your tomatoes be bigger. It will help your corn grow bigger, your wheat, all of these different products that they were producing, it will help them be bigger. So those were the GMOs. The GMOs were sprayed on our foods and poisoned them. So if now the generation after me is the one, your generation is learning that, you know, we don't want that. We don't want any of those GMOs.
A lot of them are banned in Europe. A lot of the GMOs are banned in Europe. Okay, I found the video. It's called The Great Vitamin Fraud by Daniel Reuters and Patrick Black. That's a two-hour audio, and I haven't listened to it yet, but I think I will put it in the show notes. So I don't really trust vitamins either. So.
But you agree that the best of getting is for vitamin C, you want to eat citrus, you want to eat
yes.
oranges.
Yes. I'm just talking about the petrochemical vitamins.
Yeah. 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 So
I'll put that as show note number. I think it's going to be number A7. Number 7 there. Your picture is show note number 1. So this will be show note number 7 there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to watch. I'll take a listen to that one. So even though you're not into politics, you figure out 9/11 was definitely a fraud,
yeah.
But you maybe didn't look into it enough to really figure out what kind of fraud, how they did do it, because it's pretty amazing the nonsense that goes on. Now you're breaking up again, mother. Yeah, you're breaking up again. Well, you're breaking up. Let me just see if there's any more. Yeah, Anthony Stark says lots of trucker fakeologists. Well, that's because truckers, long-haul truckers like Mother Trucker especially. I'm just talking over you because your connection is no good. Have lots of time to listen to audio. And that's what we do when we're driving along. I have a lot of time to listen to audio. And so does she. And that is Thomas saying aluminum planes can't punch through concrete and steel buildings. Yeah, they sure can't. Have you seen September Clues, Tom Budas? Yes or no? September Clues, fake11.com/SC. And did you watch September Clues, Mother Trucker? Are you back? Mother Trucker is there, but she's not there. Yeah. Did you watch September Clues?
September what?
September Clues, the best 9/11 video exclamation.
Maybe. I've watched a lot of stuff since then.
Try and watch that one if you can.
I know that I believe that it was an explosion. It wasn't a plane. There's no way that a plane can wreck a building. I just don't believe it. I didn't believe it when it happened. I thought that was just crazy to say that a plane flying in the side of a building was going to implode it. Because I have been around a building that was imploded whenever I worked in the restaurant business. And I know that the demolition was to keep it to fall within itself, fall
right.
straight down. And it was too much like that for it to be because a plane ran into it. So, yeah, I definitely know that it was an implosion. It was some kind of explosive that did it. It wasn't because a plane flew in the side of the building.
It's called controlled demolition. Yeah, you've seen it, and it exists. I'll put a note to September Clues. It'll be show note number 8, fake11.com/SC for all you people that are interested in 9/11 that have not heard of September Clues. Of course, it's on fakeotube.com, and I regularly donate and interview Simon Shack, the creator of September Clues. And it's usually on the top of the Fakeologist or the Fake02 website. For some reason, it's nuclearized. I have two top build videos on the Fakeotube website. And one is Nuclearized, Nuclear Bombs Are Fake, the pretty good video by Jesse Waugh. And the other one is, of course, September Clues. If you click on my name, if you can see me, what I'm doing here, click on my username on Fakeotube, and then click on Playlists. You're going to see the September Clues playlist. It's down here. And that has, I believe, 20 different videos. 4 hours, 1 minute, and 53 seconds will get you through all the main video and all the addendums and epilogues. And watch them all if you can. You should try and do that if you can. And take a peek on that. And I think you'll really enjoy that. And I also have another playlist called the WTC Hoax. And actually, that's not my playlist. That's Cooler's playlist, Cooler 1021. I don't even know if I've watched that. That's not September Clues, though. And the other playlist I have, actually, is it my playlist? I can't even tell. And maybe it's my playlist, but Cooler put the videos up a couple of years ago. The other playlist I created was Canada is Fake. And that's a pretty interesting video about how Canada is not actually a country. It's just a corporation. Mm-hmm. And most people don't know that history. They don't know how we got to where we are today, but they never created any kind of constitution. They tried to create a constitution, but it wasn't ratified. So they just act like it was. And same with the idea of Canada as a country. We're just a company. We're just a corporation. So we're not a country. So we don't really have any country-like features. We just all are running around following corporate policy. You know, if you work at a corporation, you have to follow its policy. But we're not employees. Yeah, we're not employees of Canada. So we should not have to follow the policies. Now, I guess if you work for the Corporation of Canada, like the government workers, they probably do. But I'm not an employee of Canada.
Wouldn't you say the same thing about the United States?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I think so. But this is a really good series that doesn't have a lot of views at all. And this is a playlist. I'm going to put it on the show notes tonight, because the last video in the playlist is from a native here where I live in Ontario. And he's just explaining real quick just some of the laws that didn't get passed down or didn't get ratified. And if he's just a regular researcher researching this, then it just shows how easy the information is to get if you're concentrating. And he did a pretty good job, I think. Let me just play a bit.
War cry in the Anishinaabe language.
Let me just see here. Okay.
And what? Just moments after taking her oath,
here it is.
Shall forfeit the crown.
He's got some bad music in the background.
Taking her oath, Queen Elizabeth II, at her own coronation, professed the Catholic religion on two occasions. So we'll take a look at a video now that demonstrates that.
So what he was saying is the crown in Canada is actually the Vatican. The religious crown that everyone thinks owns Canada, that is the King of England. He's the religious crown, but the actual crown is the Vatican, he's saying. And Queen Elizabeth, the former monarch of Canada, she even professes her allegiance to the Pope. So, you know, the whole idea that the Vatican has nothing to do with the crown is contradicted by her own oath during the coronation. Of course, I've also played the oath of our crime minister, Trudeau. He swore an oath to the Queen In other words, he works for her and she works for the Pope. And they don't actually hide it. You just have to look it up. But they don't promote it either. So it's pretty cool. The info is there. And this guy's not the only one that's found this info. It's the people that talk about this, good luck finding them. Very hard to find. I found this guy in the comments of another video. So you got to research. And that's what I put on FakoTube. All my research that I think is really worthwhile, that's where I put it. And I try and make it easy for people to find. So, you know, spend some time on the FakoTube there if you want and check it out.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And here's another video that he did. And Canada, a country without a constitution. It's the same idea. Canada is fake. I don't know the U.S. is fake in the same way, but I think you guys, it's more obvious that the United States is sort of a Catholic country. The capital is Rome, otherwise known as Washington, in Maryland. I don't know how many more clues people need to figure it out. So we've been going over an hour, even though we're in and out, and I usually close out around an hour.
That's great. Maybe I can do this again.
You're always welcome here, a fellow trucker, and we can have you back for sure. I want to talk more about trucking and Epic Cache and of course Fakeology. And now what kind of phone do you have, Apple or Android?
Android.
Okay, so what do you use to listen to your podcasts?
That I listen to everything on the phone as I'm driving.
No, but what software program do you use on your phone?
I have Spotify, but I just realized you were on there, so I can go there and
well, can I recommend Podcast Addict? It's free. Yeah. Podcast Addict is free. You can pay for it. I pay for it just to help the developer and to, it's only $14 a year or something cheap. Can I recommend that to listen to the Fakeologist show and the Fakeologist audio chats?
Yeah, I do find it, you know, I have to dig really to get on the Fakeologist. I have to go and click a whole bunch of different things to try to find it. So whenever Uncle B was on your show, it was something that wasn't simple for me to do, I guess, unless I pull over and sit there and play with my phone a little bit better.
Well, you're pretty adept at your phone because you're the administrator of the Epic on Telegram. So you know what you're doing, but if I could recommend, there's a program you can download called Podcast Addict, ADDICT. It's the number one Android podcast player, and it's always updated. It's very compliant with the latest and greatest. And then just add my podcast. It's very easy to add a podcast. And what happens is it will be in your download list. So it'll automatically download the entire show when you're near Wi-Fi. You can download it over cellular as well, but I have it set for Wi-Fi. So whenever you're near a Wi-Fi hotspot, then it will grab, you can tell it to download. It will start downloading immediately when you're within a Wi-Fi zone. I don't know if the truck stops that you stop at have free Wi-Fi or if it even works.
Or when I get home on the
So if you do it on the weekend, it'll download them all to your phone so you can play them without a connection or without needing a cellular connection.
Did you say it was an app or it's podcastaddict.com? Yes.
It's also, it's an app, but they do have a website. But yes, you download the app. So that's very easy to do. And what I do, I often leave links to podcasts on podcastaddict.com. And if you click on the links, it will bring up your app automatically. Okay. And that's the best place to use it. It's mainly as an app. The website's sort of just a backup to to the program, but definitely download the app. It's the number one app on Android, as it says here in their advert. And then just look for the Fakeologist, and you just search, and you can add it, and add the Fakeologist audio chat as well. And you can also join our Discord, fake11.com/Discord. It's another app. Take a look at that. And yeah, we can definitely do a good talk. Tom Budas says USA is also a corporation. And Tom Budas also says nukes, dinos, ICBM, satellites, outer space, all fake. Tom Budas, he sounds like a fakeologist. What's he doing on your channel, Mother Trucker? He needs to be on my channel too.
Right.
Go ahead. No, you go.
He needs to be a guest.
Tom Budas.
Yeah.
Tom Budas, you need to call in. Need to call in next time because we're going to close the show now because I'm kind of tired. But yeah, Tom Budas, just send me an email, ima@fakeologist.com, and we'll have you on as well. You sound like our kind of guy. And Napoleon Wilson says, Fakeologist, thanks, Doc. Legend, God bless you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Napoleon. Napoleon's our number one commenter and a big fan.
But thanks for having me. This was nice.
No, thank you. It was great to have you on. Well, what an interesting person. A great grandmother who drives a truck. You might be the
right.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. How many hours have you driven today, and when are you gonna pull over and pull off?
Oh, I didn't start. I did a little bit of shuttling around the city.
Yeah.
Today, and then I didn't get started until 5 p.m. Central. So it's been 4.5 hours. I usually drive 11 every day, but I won't do that tonight. I'll pull over, probably get through Nashville, because then I won't have the morning traffic tomorrow. I'll be past it. So I'll pull off after I get past Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Do you really like driving, or is it what motivates you? Is it the money? Do you love driving, or do you want to get away from your husband? What is it? What keeps you on the road?
yeah, it's all three, the money. Oh. And I like the exploration of driving around.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what me's been doing our off time. And my off time, we go out in our Jeep and explore in the, you know, the trails. And we don't do a whole lot of nightlife sort of stuff. We never have. We've been together for 26 years.
Okay.
And we like exploring and driving around. And I'm by myself. I'm the king of my own ship here, and I do what I want. I pull off when I want, and I make decent money doing it. So
why did you start driving truck?
Just that. I was done with the customer service thing in restaurant management and all the politics and all the, I don't know. It was, I'm not afraid of hard work. But it was hard work, and this is pretty easy. And I'm not trying to brag on myself, but I'm pretty good at it. I'm a courteous driver, and I get around the tree and help people.
How did you get into it?
There's a truck driving school in St. Louis, and I left the restaurant business 1 week and was in truck driving school the next week.
How did you fall into it?
My brother was a truck driver, and he came out of the military and straight into driving.
Okay.
And he was my mentor for the first 3, 4, 5 years, calling me. I was calling him. He was calling me. Learning how to drive up and down mountains and, backing into places. And I'm pretty proficient at it now. I've been driving for 18 years. So,
wow.
it's frustrating at certain times, but you know, every job you have is so. And like I said, I go down the road and do stuff like listen to fake food.
Oh, beautiful.
And lots of different ideas. But,
well, that's fantastic. Oh, that's really good. That's great. So we're gonna get you into listening to podcasts on the podcast player. You're gonna find it way easier to keep track and download a million different ones automatically. It's just a smoother way to do it than Spotify for sure. Unless you love music, and then that's what Spotify is kind of good for. Although I don't like the app; it's not very user friendly. I've used Spotify for a few years. But podcast player is the best one for one for listening. So hopefully you can catch up on the Fakeologist audio chats and the Fakeologist show. That's two different things to search for and add them to your library. And you'll figure it out. You're pretty smart. You're a pretty computer savvy great grandmother. So thank you for joining us. Thank you very much, and we'll have you back maybe more regular. Maybe we can talk about Epic. Maybe you can talk to Max, and we'll have him on, and you can ride shotgun on the show as well. And that might be interesting because you did mention he needs a platform. So maybe even though now you're in a bad area,
would be a good thing.
We can get Max on.
And maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. Oh, dang. Yeah. Think that would be a good thing, and maybe a couple of people too. Slow, or you know, Slow does his TikTok. He actually read the white paper of Epic and of Bitcoin and of ECK. He read them out loud and did a little commentary around it. He's really
awesome. TikTok is a pretty cool thing. Yeah, TikTok is pretty good. And if you want, I'll help you get set up on some kind of talk show if you want to do that as well. That would be fun. I can help you out. And I can help you do that. All right. Well, you are. Yeah, I can't really hear you, but I think you're saying okay. One thing when you're doing a talk show, you got to have a good connection. And I have a feeling Walmart cellular service is not a good connection. You got to spend the big bucks on the best phone network that you can find. And I think Verizon is the best phone network. You really need a good phone network. Yeah, I think you need a good phone network, and I use both phone networks in Canada. I have one as a backup because I can't be without my phone. I'm a phoneaholic, and I have a website to maintain. But I don't think Walmart's the best phone network to have.
Right.
So you might want to upgrade to Verizon. Pay the extra money. It's not worth not being connected. Especially since you're going up and down mountains through Central America, Central United States. You need good connectivity, I think.
Yeah, it just so happened that I came through a couple of areas that are always bad for me.
All right. Well, they might be okay with Verizon, or AT&T is the other big boy down there, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Napoleon Wilson says, thanks to Mother Trucker. Drive safe.
I always do. Thank you.
All right, Mother Trucker. Thank you so much. And make sure you tell all your friends about the Fakeologist show, about FakoTube, and put a link to the show. We're going to, you created the show graphic for tonight. So Catch 22 will have an easier job. And, yeah, safe travels, and we'll have you back again. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right, everyone. There goes Mother Trucker. A little choppy on the connection, kind of fun though. Tomorrow is another female fakeologist. That's Lynn Ertel. She comes on every Tuesday. She's the administrator of the Facebook Fakeologist group, fake11.com/Facebook. You either love her or you really hate Lynn, but you will always listen to Lynn. Lynn is one of those people who is uber opinionated and doesn't back down from her position, doesn't back down to anyone when she has a chat. And she had a pretty good one with Simon Shack last week, the creator of Clues Forum and September Clues. Okay, in the morning, I'm going to put a very rambunctious boogeyman who was brought back for just some pretty raucous commentary, and he was on with Farce Value. Maybe I'll try and put that up at the same time as I put tonight's show up, and there you'll have two audios to listen to, and Mother Trucker will have an audio chat to listen to. She might even like the audio chats better than the Fakeologist show. I don't know. Either way, make sure you send us an email if you are listening. And you can even send a donation at fakeologist.com/donate. We got a donation. What did we get? Let me bring it up here on the screen so I can see what I'm talking about here. Fakeologist.com/donate. We got Heather B. Now, Heather B is now a monthly $1.19 a month donor. And that's what I said. There's nothing wrong with $1.19 a month. It's way less than the price of coffee. A coffee. So she is now a donor. And thanks to all these sustaining donors. Of course, thanks to $33 a month donor. Government is a joke. He did an audio chat on the weekend. And thanks to the other sustaining donors. Gibby, Kirby, Sexfoot Lady, Greg, Ezza, Daniel, John, Mum with Sons, Harmon, Nick W., It Appeared to Bank, Sharply, Epic Souls. Thanks to all these monthly donors. Really appreciate it. You keep this thing going, and you keep FakoTube going as well. Thanks to all the FakoTube chatters. I guess I kind of missed all of you tonight. Well, it was mainly Skate Destroy. Skate Destroy is a regular. And thank you very much. And we'll see you tomorrow with Lynn Ertel. Wednesday is going to be a new voice, a new guest who has some conspiracy book. We're going to switch him with Frank. And then, Wednesday is going to be Frank. Thursday is going to be the conspiracy book guest. Yeah, we're moving Frank to Wednesday if he agrees. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Talk to you next time.